Damn it. You know, what if I just put all the levels higher?
Where
will I hear more?
If I... this is my new accent.
That's my new character. Sound check, man. Sound check, man. I can't hear it because it's dumb. All right. I think if you speak in a foreign accent and you still sound stupid, you know, if you're just like,
hey, friend, I'm from England, London, and I'm called Orange. We had no freak. Are you? How did you go? I speak bleh.
You know, if somebody talks like that, then, like, I don't want to watch that whole movie. Okay, I'm listening to Lou Reed right now. We got Eddie Aviles. Eddie? Aviles. Eddie? Aviles. Why can't I ever say it that way? Why can't I ever pronounce his name right? Why can't people spell my name right? Why are we all different? I don't know. It's the same. Okay, but those are answers that I am not here to provide. This is going to be a fun podcast with Eddie. And I'm going to not tell him that this is the intro. And then he's going to hear it and be like, fuck you, Bob. Okay, he's coming over right now. Love. Hey, welcome to the podcast, Eddie. Eddie, sit over here. Speak as close as you can into the mic. I'll try to get but yeah, it's been a struggle to get people to understand that you have to speak into the microphone.
Really good time here in the galaxy.
It's like
oh, this is the way.
Sorry. Some people don't understand that a microphone is more important for a podcast than it is for a stage when you're in front of an audience.
Nobody gets that with a phone. They always get the phone, not a microphone. It's like a micro penis or micro dosing. Nobody gets it.
You ever get hung up on the phone by your mom because she's like sick of talking to you? She just hangs up on you?
No, I hang up with my mom all the time, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You ever confront your mom after she forgets your birthday? Sure. And you're like, hey, mom, you forgot my birthday again. Hey, mom.
How many times has that happened?
Never. That's never happened with my mom. She always sends a card. Give it up for moms, everybody. My mom sends a card.
Give it up for fake trauma, you fuck. You made it seem like it was. All right, whatever. I'm sorry that your mom forgot your birthday in a dream or something.
Whatever. There's like seven of us. You know, I'm the youngest of
seven.
Did she
forget your birthday for real?
No.
Did she?
No.
Then why are you looking at me like this?
It's not what. That's
it's okay, but she did. It's
nah,
okay.
I mean, like.
She did one time.
But she's 79 years old, all right?
So she forgot it twice.
I'm 44 years old. Sometimes the birthday passes and it's...
You know, if your mom forgets your birthday, doesn't count. You're so young.
You see, I spend $1,000 a year sending my mom a ring for her birthday. And she has a whole rack of rings coming from me that I always spend $1,000 a year. At the very least, buying her a new ring.
So she forgot your
ring. And then she forgets my birthday.
So she did. I thought this was a healing podcast, not the lying, full of shit podcast. So she forgot your birthday once or twice?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't buy
or
my
three times
God, a
lady.
I'm such a bad son.
Why?
Because I never buy my mom anything.
You just said
shit.
You bought her like
something. Nah, it was all lies, as you suspected. It was thank God.
Okay.
Not
well,
true
we're,
in the
we're
least.
Off to a good start.
Okay. <All right.
laughs> Everybody, anybody doing this podcast ever again, just know that Bob's lying about anything he says.
Even when the tears are in my eyes and I'm fully.
My mom loves me. It's like... I'm fully capable of understanding that if your mom forgot your birthday, she still loves your guts.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm not the little girl from 16 Candles. And that's what we came here to talk about is the movie 16 Candles, in which Molly Ringwald.
I remember 17 Candles.
Wakes up sweet 16 and nobody remembers her birthday. Not any of her siblings, nobody in the house. And she just lets it go, and she's like, how long are they going to go?
She's a redhead that fucked John Hughes. Like, come on. Like,
she never fucked John Hughes.
Oh, she fucked that guy. Or he wanted her to so bad.
See, this is why, like
he wanted her to
so bad. So I'm thinking of when I think back at, like, all these roast shows and stuff, and, like, where we write some jokes together, and you're always feeding me these ideas that'll be funny in the moment, but on camera will look terrible.
Why?
You know?
What was the worst one I ever told you?
It'll be like...
I don't think they're that bad.
Connor Carter. Instead of saying you look like Connor Carter's Asian, you should do an Asian joke in which you say like, you Rook Reich.
That's the best thing
you ever. Rook Reich.
Bob, do you forget that your jokes were like, no one in your life loves you. Those were your jokes.
Oh man, you've never touched a woman before, have you, sir?
That's not.
Oh well.
Do you think that's better?
I bet you fucked your hand once out of desperation, but that's it. And then you never learned how to do anything else. And 30 years have passed, and you still think you look the same.
See how long?
And now we're, here we are. You know, it's not fun.
It's long. You know, it's long. That's actually long. And horrible.
That's what I think you look like. You know, now let me get the base of the bottom of who you are.
And the
crowd goes wild. And the crowd eats it up.
They go,
you know, they're
whoa,
like, that is original. That guy, wow, what a line.
They hate
you.
He hits it out of the
Why park. Did he have a wrong idea? Okay, sometimes I have a bit, but I feel like some of the things that are funny in a crowd, like when they are like clipped into a 10-second little camera thing,
can I say
look
this?
Worse?
Can I say
you
this?
Know? Can I say, like, yeah.
Can I say, most of the people that have great hearts have horrific ideas. And most of the people that have good ideas are so self-involved because at least it will benefit them. And I hate that. I hate that.
I don't know. I just think the people with the best ideas.
See, that's what
always,
I'm saying.
Always,
listeners, that's what I'm
the
saying.
Very best ideas always break through. And
exactly.
If you haven't.
Exactly.
So don't be so upset that your almost good idea didn't make it. Because,
everybody, if you want to do a show with Bob, just ask him.
It'll never mean anything. It's never going to matter.
You hear what he said? It will never mean anything. And he's the regular maxed out comedy over here.
Slip into anonymity forever.
Why?
Bob Morrissey, and don't try.
Why
and don't make it.
But don't think
you can make
but
it.
But do
and you can't make it.
But do
that is the lesson.
But do complain to
that
Eddie.
That is all you
all
can.
All the time. Complain to the people who are trying to succeed about why you're not.
I'm never going to make it, Eddie. No. I'm never going to make it. There's no point.
Why?
No, I mean, there is a point. But I do feel like... I'd be very privileged if I did make it, I would be as good of a person if I didn't make it.
Do you want to know why you won't make it? Because Bob loves baggage. Bob loves taking on other people. Bob and me got in the fight because I wrote some stuff for him, and he said, and I told him, and to his credit, it was wrong for me to be like, hey, read this in this order, this way. And he was like, you were so pompous.
I said arrogant.
He said,
that's a very arrogant way to tell me how to perform when I'm just like trying to listen to the guy talk.
Sure.
And
and then you listened to Emily Peacock and you took some of her jokes and what was the best joke that you had that night? Was it one of mine?
I think the in that round
the
definitely
Thailand?
The first round I'd written for
but you still read two jokes of hers because you care more about you it, to your credit this is not like a detriment to anything but there is a thing about the business, and the business is people, and the business is that, not who you're friends with.
Nah, I thought it was a good idea to say you look like somebody pulled you out of a couch cushion. That's what you know.
Well, if I'm so arrogant to say.
But I also had a bunch of ideas that I had written that I would. Like, the situation did not go as anticipated, and it just seemed like things weren't happening the way that I was expecting them to happen when I was writing for the night. And I wrote a bunch of things that were adjacent to what was actually happening that I didn't know how to use. And if I would have been better at adapting to, like, you know, the situation and going, like, wait,
but you don't care about my arrogant opinion.
No, but
of it,
I also,
which is, I think, correct.
I got a little bit like I think I received it differently than I would have if I would have been in a more confident place, then I would have received it differently, and I would have been like, hey, back off, you arrogant motherfucker. I would have been like, oh, those are great ideas. Hey, yeah, tell me more.
You hear that, listeners? He still wouldn't have taken it. He would have been more
collaborative rather than
more aggressive with his denial of my ideas.
No, I would have been like, oh, you have something to tell me? And you're like, oh, here's five ideas that you need to look at your phone, look at all five ideas, and read them exactly as they're written. You won't need to say anything else. I was like, yeah, those are, but then I looked at them and they're really good ideas, but it just like, I didn't think of my own shit because that was like from the minute that like I got a chance to start like writing.
Why is that bad though? Why?
But I don't think anybody listening to this podcast would understand. Like, it's a roast battle with like the 3-round contest. I went up against my friend Emily Peacock in the first round, and I wrote a lot of jokes about Emily Peacock. And then for the second round, they draw somebody from the audience. A volunteer goes and sits on the stool and then talks to the host for 5 minutes, and then another comedian goes up and does a regular set while the 4 comedians left from beating the first or making it to the second round write 10 or 12 jokes about a stranger.
I stopped listening.
And, okay, and I'm just but anybody listening to this has to have context, and we're just arguing about things that people don't know about. So I wanted to fill people in on the information that they would have.
Could I have written that for you better?
Oh, no. I told you no screaming. I told you I have an upstairs neighbor who's not insane now.
You're the one who's
so
screaming.
I'm like, but you're the one getting my goat. You're the
whoa,
one.
What year is that from?
It's like, but you're also the one making it like you can't just like talk about things that people like don't have a context for. You got to provide a little bit of infrastructure for people to mind their heads around or whatever.
I'm trying to heal.
Yeah. Fuck you, dude.
Bob,
that's the.
Bobby, you are so. You know, if I was Emily Peacock right now, you would have kissed my dick right now.
Well, she doesn't have a dick, and you have one. And so you don't think the same way she does. And maybe it's the gonads are inversed. And I don't know. Emily's a gentle person and just funny.
Every
naturally
has been such a gentle
and isn't trying to compare herself to everybody else.
I love Emily. I really, really care about Emily. I like her very much. She's killed in spring. You've killed in spring. Yeah. I care about all of you individually and differently.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't place. I think like people place a value in winning that like if you care more about winning than actually being good, like being like genuinely funny in a way that you look back at 10 years ago and you're proud of.
That's why Bob doesn't care about either.
No. Like if you want to do comedy that's like
Bob
that'll win shit and say stuff that you're not proud of.
Bob, have you entered every contest that's been around?
Yeah, I always enter contests. Yeah.
Don't even. This is.
I'm just saying, like,
null point.
But do you see what I'm trying to say? Is that
I'm
like,
saying, yeah.
Like overall, like but that, like if it. You value success over like quality of what you're doing,
you don't
then
value quality or success. You value both equally in important, but somehow, because of your good heart and your comedy, you are funny and you're good, but you are not doing it correctly either.
Okay, well, nobody's living correctly, and nobody could tell you like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Who do you listen to, Bob?
I listen to my heart. I listen to, you know, The Sound of Music. I listen to
this is what's gonna get me. It's
the consensus of the scientific community. I listen to.
Yeah, what'd you study? What'd you study again?
History. I read a lot of history books.
I love the history of science.
So I listen to the lessons.
This apple's falling on my head.
I don't know.
You know, I'm an engineer, right?
Okay, so you got a different brain than me. But everybody has a different like way of processing information.
But you don't. Yeah. I don't think you value my opinion because I'm not angry. If I approached you differently, I think you would appreciate my ideas more. But I'm not going to do that because you are unwilling to listen yet.
All right. Well, what am I, a child? Why are you talking to me this way? You're unwilling to listen.
It's not. I'm not saying like. Sorry, I was vaping. I'm not saying listen to me without your own ideas. I mean listen to me without trying to contradict what I'm saying.
Oh. Well, if it's a contest and I'm the one going on stage, I want to, like, come and like, you know, have total control over it, you know? And
but you don't.
Although I think that you have great ideas, I just didn't want to do all your ideas. You know, like
but this is the problem I have with that statement you had right now.
Yeah,
you took, you will always take ideas from people that you deem worthy of you taking their ideas, and you'll take them even if they're bad because you love them. That's your problem. I swear to you, if somebody that you love and care about gives you an idea, you will use it because, hey, guess what? I'm Bob. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But I'm saying, yeah, I know it doesn't matter, but do you want to win or you don't want to win? You will devalue me trying versus somebody that you think needs you whatever.
See, like, if you ever seen the movie The Bad News Bears?
No, I haven't because I don't watch bullshit that messes up my brain. I'm just kidding. But, no. But this really, it offended
me.
So
just steamroll over what I was trying to say. But I was going to try to say
I haven't watched that movie. I'm sorry.
Okay, but I did bring it up for a point.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, so let me tell you about it.
Okay, great. Okay. What is it about?
Okay, so like there's a coach in the movie whose son is the pitcher in the team that's a team full of assholes. And the Bad News Bears are like a team full of rejects. Then there's an asshole team with the rich kids. But the coach is like real domineering and authoritarian and pitch it this way and listen to me and you're wrong. Fuck you. Practice, you know. He's like, they're losers, you have to win, you know, winning is everything. And then like he's,
do you think
there's a moment in that movie where like the kid who's pitching is like getting yelled at by his dad and he's like, fuck you, dad. And the kid's like, you talk to me that way. And then he runs out and slaps his son in front of the whole
stadium.
And then the kid just refuses to pitch for, and he lets the Bad News Bears win. And like, that's not what happened. But like, have you ever seen that movie?
Do you honestly think that I approached it that way at all?
It kind of felt like that, you know?
I don't care what it felt like. I don't approach anything that way. I felt my feelings. I walked away. I don't ever force it upon you. I want the best for you. If you don't want to take it, fine. But do not ask me to, like...
No, I've just, you know, like, it was not a perfect situation, you know?
Yeah, but, like, don't... That's not at all what I would want you to think I was doing or what I ever would do. I'm not trying to, this is what I, no, I, when I write those things for you, I feel you, I care about you.
Yeah. But if you're like coming up to me with ideas and going like, you have to do all these ideas and like, it just was like, you know,
what
like,
if I'm a genius?
They
Bob?
Were really good though.
What if
they
I'm,
were good
what,
ideas.
What if I'm a genius?
Yeah, like
I'm a genius and you don't want me to be one?
There was a great idea. Well, like, that was the other thing. It was like, ah, damn. You said that the one guy, he was an army. So they interviewed him and he looked like me.
if
I was gonna completely give up, you know, like if I like completely gave up.
Who wrote that? That's
what he said that, and then like, but then he also said like, oh, he was in the army, and he served in Japan, and you're like, oh, you served in Japan, and then a child served you in Thailand.
Yeah.
And then he said like, you look like you smoke weed to cover up your BO, because like he had revealed that he smoked a lot of weed. And he looked like me, and he was from the army, and it was like a straight version of me who smelled, and it was like me if I completely gave up, and like, and then I'm just looking at that, and you know, a part of me is actually kind of terrified that that is exactly what I look like, and like I you know, like my vanity's threatened, and my status in comedy is tenuous, and then I'm just holding it all together, and I fucked up. All right,
so it's about you.
Well, you know, I just feel like, you know, like I got my boyfriend watching me, rating me, fucking like evaluating me, like holding me like accountable for what I say and how I act and like, you know, how it goes and first fucking all, on stage.
Everyone because hold you accountable for what you say and how you act.
Yeah. It's not fair.
I got this. It's like, I got this like, guy.
Yeah, I got people watching. I got people invested in me. People who care about me and say, I love you.
I got these cops like watching me if I'm like not murdering anybody. It's insane.
Yeah. I have to have a good night if I'm going to feel like I, you know, deserve to have dreams. You know, if I'm like, oh, I've got this dream, you know, that I just can't make it work, you know, and I try so hard and I keep doing so well. And then I go up and I have a shit night and my boyfriend's there like, uh-huh. Well, I'm like, I'm... Yeah, I feel bad, you know. I gotta make him laugh.
You
more
don't want to kill.
He's my favorite audience, you know, and he's also the toughest audience. But sometimes he's the wrong audience. I don't know. Like I don't trust his laugh.
I'm rolling my
more than I trust my own.
Really hard.
What? You're rolling your eyes more than.
Has he ever laughed at your comedy?
Yeah, but you know, his character is all judgmental, and you know, like we make each other laugh all the time. Wait.
I know. You're both a show.
Yeah.
Actually, he's more of a show than you are.
Yeah. I just want to sit back, you know, watch other people put on a show. Oh, God. I'm so. I don't know. I feel like kind of got out a lot of issues there. I'm trying to keep it comedic, but, you know, I don't know.
I think this is
what going through a lot of stuff, actually.
Good. Yeah. Talk to me about it. Talk to me about him.
Well, I don't know. I've just been feeling a little bit genuinely critical of myself. And like, you know.
Thank God.
What?
Is this the first time that you felt that?
Like, I wish I knew how to do it better. I wish I knew how to.
Yeah, well, you don't listen to anybody, so.
I listen to plenty
of Andy's.
Wow, man. Andy's a good person to listen to, though.
I love Andy.
Emily's a great person to listen to. Cody's a hilarious person.
Let's do this.
A great friend.
Oh, my God. This
I got
is,
a
this
great
is
community.
Hilarious.
Yeah. All right,
here.
I got great people.
Can I do this
in my life? Right, you know? I appreciate all of you. Anybody who's in my life, I appreciate. Mom, I love you.
Hey, let's
dear mom.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Okay. Yeah. Here's Emily giving you criticism. Hey, man. You gotta just get up on that dick and just keep riding. Here's Andy. You are like literally the worst. I fucking hate you. I'm going home to kill another cat. Now here's
wow.
Here's
Johnny Carson. Do Johnny Carson?
Really big show. I don't know.
That's Ed McMahon.
Damn it! All right. Here's
that's also wrong.
Cody. Cody Greenlee. Hey, we're just having fun here. I'm sweating.
Ah, I'm sorry Cody's sweaty, all right? Yeah, he's...
Why are you apologizing for...
yeah. Man. I guess those impersonations were all spot on. I didn't... It's unfair to criticize. It's also 4 in the morning, and I've been working a lot lately, and...
Working at the strip club?
Yeah. I don't know. The thing that scares me about that job, it just seems like there's no good way out of it. You know, it just seems like nobody, you know, sex positive is great and everybody loves it until you're in your 40s and they're like, that's gross. You know, that's sex positivity. There's all this like, oh, yeah, everything's desirable and, you know, like...
Are you talking about the women or you?
No, I just...
I was like, no. Who's coming with the DJ? This DJ is too old and a man.
You still have to have a sort of sexual identity to be there.
You have one?
I feel like it's beaten down and crushed and kind of decimated and just sold and, you know, kind of commodified and, you know, chopped into processed pieces and eaten by slobs and pigs. Wow. And that's my sex identity.
That made no sense.
It'll make sense in the playback.
You kept making similes to, I guess, act smart. Jesus Christ. I was talking. I was speaking. I was...
I kept the sentence going, God damn it.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, it was a great sentence.
I know. It's just my diminished idea of myself.
Oh, I thought you were going to say testosterone.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's low too. I don't know. Man, whatever. I'm 44.
Yep, happens. Oh boy.
I saw Dana Carvey's son died yesterday.
Shit. What?
A drug overdose.
Really?
Yeah. Poor Dana Carvey. And poor, that whole family. But yeah, you know,
maybe he was the cause.
I don't know. Yeah, well.
Would you want Dana Carvey to be your dad?
Yeah, he'd be a great dad.
Oh yeah, give me a problem.
I don't know, likes to be on Saturday Night Live much?
No. Tell me what? I'm Dana Carvey and you're my child. Ready to go.
Okay. Oh, is this gonna be okay. Do your spot on Hans and Franz.
No, just say a problem that you have.
Okay. I don't know, I had a mole on my hand.
I'm a turtle. See? That's his dad. And he killed himself. Because.
Thanks, man. Why are you yelling?
Sorry. See? Don't you want to kill yourself right now? If I said I'm a turtle. And Dana Carvey probably is the worst human being ever created.
I don't know. I just thought he was super talented.
Probably. Yeah. Talent doesn't equal good.
Well, it seemed like, you know, just.
You know who's a bad. You want to get in the dirt? You know who I booked? And I was like, oh, this guy's a bad guy. I don't like him.
Who? Greg Abbott?
Yeah, I booked him and he broke his legs. No.
Yep. Oh, I don't know.
I booked, what's his name? Eddie.
In the Cruisers from.
Eddie something.
Yeah.
What's his name? Eddie something. Eddie. The old guy.
Why? Eddie Pepitone's lovable. Why? You know.
No, he's a little brat when you work with him.
So what? Let him be Eddie. Like, let him be whatever he is.
You give everybody a pass.
If they're a genius, yeah.
Why is he a genius and I'm not a genius?
Because he's a comic mastermind. That shit he did is hard earned.
My name is Eddie, by the way.
Yeah, have you ever seen? I've never seen you do as well as Eddie Pepitone on stage.
Have you seen?
I don't think you have enough respect for what Eddie Pepitone has done. He's just like a master comedian. Let him be a diva. Yeah.
You know who's one of my favorites?
Who?
Maria Bamford.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Uh-huh.
Sweetest woman in the world. Or okay. Scared to say she's bad and sad or something.
Man.
You give passes to people that you think deserve one, and you never give passes based on reality. It's all your own little mind.
Oh.
Bob, maybe do you think I'm smarter than you?
I don't really care. I think.
Why would you?
Do you want to be like the most famous person in the world when the whole planet explodes? Like, do you want to have like the pride of beating everyone else when, like, you know, everything falls apart? Like just try to be a good person and.
Why can't I do both?
What? I don't know. I just want to have like a less like goal oriented. And like
well, you're doing a great
mathematically
job.
Precise idea of what a comedy formula is.
You know what's funny? Everybody who says that, like, it's because they don't get it.
Yeah, probably never will. Yeah, probably never gonna be famous or like I'm never just gonna like.
And you complain, but you also hinder.
Am I like standing in the way of other people who are gonna do something for real?
No, maybe. Do you ever think you might be?
If I ever thought that would be a good reason to quit comedy. But like, I really like what I'm doing, and I think I do really well on stage. And sometimes I fuck up, and sometimes I like try to do things I'm not like you know, adept at or perfect at.
Like
and,
what?
Like roasts and shit. I don't love doing roasts.
You're one of the best roasters right now. But you're right.
It doesn't come naturally to me, and if I make mistakes doing it, then I don't feel like guilty. I just feel like I wanted to do something, like what I tried to do didn't work, and you know, I'll try something else, or I'll try to learn something from my experience and do it better the next time. But I don't just I don't want to like I don't want to like
you are Ted Cruz, you fuck.
What?
You like, are. You're acting like Ted Cruz right now. All right, fuck.
You're making me feel guilty for not being famous.
I will.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do anything.
Mm.
If that's what's coming off and you're acting like I'm making you feel that way, I'm so sorry. But it's not my intention. I didn't even think that what I was doing. I was just trying to make you feel accountable.
Mm. I wish I were famous, though. That'd be nice.
This is the antithesis of what everything.
I wish I were on fucking David Letterman right now.
That's why you're wrong.
Yep. I wish I were 20 years ago famous. That would be a good I think what I was trying to do
could
have worked maybe like 10 years before I got started, and then.
10 years before?
Yeah, because I got started so late. If I would have started in a more timely fashion, then I would have,
Timely Rain?
That's timely. A person, yeah. I love Timely, if I would have, I sometimes think, my act would have been so good if I would have started writing these jokes and done all this, when I was 23.
I think you're going to self-deprecating fuck. Could do good shit if you would listen to anybody. But
how many years do you think we have left anyway?
See, this is exactly. Ask me something.
You got 30 years left.
Eddie, you should brush your teeth. Say that,
Eddie. You should brush your teeth.
Oh, why? The world's burning. That's what you sound like, you psychopath. Do something. What do you want to do? Wait till what? Something. You are the master of your own life. Stop being the victim of it.
Oh, victim of my own life. Yeah.
You add baggage more than I've ever seen in my life. More than anyone I've ever seen in my life.
Man, someday I'd like to talk to a real therapist.
If you can ever afford it. But I won't, because why? It's money. I'm
too cheap. Yeah. I'm thinking about getting a new cat.
See? What did I say? What did I just fucking say?
Cat would be a good therapist. Cats are good therapists.
Hey, why don't you add more to your plate, you fucking
What's
idiot?
What's wrong with adding a cat? And the cat shit has been sad the last couple of months, and
you still can't. For the listeners, Bob still has kept Mrs. Kiss's last shit in the litter box, so he never.
No, she's long gone.
But you kept her last shit.
No, I didn't.
Why are you?
I kept a little bag of her fur, and
that's so much worse than what I said.
Well, they gave it to me after. They killed her at the vet.
They shaved her and killed her?
They just shaved some fur from her after, and then put it in a baggie, and they're like, would you like... Yeah, that's like... I didn't want them to burn the cat and incinerate it and then have me save the ashes. Seems like a lot more effort.
That bag out. Let's do a line of your cat's fur.
No. It's like...
that was a joke about cocaine.
Yeah, I got a little... Little baggie of cat fur in my little special memories drawer.
I do not want to look in there.
Do you have a drawer
of
nostalgic tokens, ornaments, or memory producing little
I do
talisman.
Yeah,
whatever.
But they're not cat fur and men's teeth I've killed. I don't have a trophy case of the murders.
Oh.
Jeffrey.
No, I just have a...
Hey.
Cute things. I keep little stuffed animals and stuff. I don't know.
Can I say that you're wrong about everything?
Why? Yeah, like, that doesn't seem like nice to do.
Yeah, but it's. I love you.
So okay, well, that doesn't mean you have to do it. What am I wrong about?
Everything that you do all the time.
Man, that's a glib answer. Can you be more specific?
If I even said it, would you understand?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. Like, do you think you're smarter than me? I know you do. Like, I know you do. It's like, oh, so, all right. So why are you trying to teach me? What are you trying to teach? If you don't even think I'm like, what are you trying to teach me here, Eddie?
I want to teach you.
What?
I want to teach you.
Teach me how to be a man. How to be a better man. Like,
I don't think I'm a great man. I think I know a lot of stuff. I would love to be a better man. I think honestly, in that respect, better man, you could teach me a lot. Okay, seriously. But in terms of like, of the other part,
comic performance and
no, not only that, but yes, obviously.
Oh, okay.
I love you very much. Oh. But to be a better man, I think you could teach me a lot about that.
Well, I don't know what to... no, I don't know. I feel so...
gay? Yeah.
Yeah, gay. Yeah. And also just like... My life at my job is just as I was saying that there's no guarantee except it's gonna really hurt when you're tossed out on your ass, finally, and from my job, it's like everybody who works there is just gonna be fucking kicked out in the street, like yeah, figure it out yourself, you know, you're no use to us anymore, you can't do nothing for us. You ain't no good no more. You know, like, by the end of your time. Yeah. And you come back and you're like, oh, sorry. And they're like, all right, you're pathetic. You know, like, you know, like.
Have you seen that happen?
Yes.
It all sounded right. Very like you saw that.
What? Yeah. Yeah, I've heard worse than that.
What?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Just like, we're, it's a cauldron of bad feelings where I work. The strip club. It's just people in their worst times. And like the customers and the workers and everybody there is just doing it for money, and they don't, but like there's a little nice freedom of just like, I'm only doing this for money, and I don't pretend to really care about my job the way people do when they work at Walmart. But like, no. Like there is like that little like, all right, well, at least there's that for me, because I don't have to be a character, you know, in a, I'll be a character all day for these, you know, strange, weird men. But like, you know,
yeah.
I don't have to be that character for every fucking asshole who walks in. Yeah, you know, like, all right, let's, it's like,
let's say I walked in, ready? Hey, bro. I'm fucking wasted. Where are the hot
bitches? Oh my
bitches?
God, you're so cute. That's such a cute shirt. Your facial hair looks so nice on you. I love those glasses. And
Bob, you are.
Oh
you.
My God, your ears are really stick. I don't know.
This is what they would.
I'm so into you and horny.
But this is.
And I like what you're. Oh my God, so I'm gonna suck your cock.
So Bob,
oh, come
Bob,
back to. I'm gonna suck your cock.
Bob does this at work.
That's what I do at work.
I would work at Walmart, honestly. It's fucked up, man. I'm sorry. I can't believe they make you do that. I was doing up.
All right, well.
At Walmart, they make you suck, like, no cocks.
You know, I had a lot of fun doing Dexter Gutierrez's laughatory on Monday. Yeah. And I didn't know he puts it out as a podcast, which it's a live podcast every other Monday at the Secret Group with Dexter, like really, really clumsily like presenting it. And it's a talk show thing. But I'm sure there's some bad moments in there, and I can't wholeheartedly endorse everything that's ever, but like when we were on it, we had a lot of fun.
More tens of people will see this, and ones of people will see that. So don't worry about it.
Tens and ones.
Yeah, it's all about tens and ones.
Oh, I saw Patrick Eady going like, I'm not going to put this video out. What am I get? Like 1,000 reels minimum or, you know, whatever. I can handle like 1,000 people being seeing me be terrible.
Hey, Patrick Eady, this is a like, what is going on with you?
1,000 views per
reel.
You
are... yeah.
But it was... It's his character. He would humble brag, say like, I would only get about 1,000 views.
Who
you know,
are
estimate.
You?
That was his realistic estimate in his head, which is probably like pretty spot on.
Views.
He knows exactly how many real views
Patrick,
he gets.
Patrick, stop watching your videos 1,000 times. He's like, oh, this one, I'm only going to watch it 1,000 times. That's how he calculates. This one, I'll watch 2,000 times.
Love you, Patrick Eady. Yeah. If you're listening, love you, Patrick Eady.
He won't
just,
be listening.
Just talking shit. He's never going to listen.
He won't listen unless he's on it. And he'll listen
his name's
1,000
on
times.
Yeah.
Patrick, dude, I want to say this. What is happening with you? We all see it. We hate it.
Hate it? I don't know. Why do you hate...
If Bob likes
don't
what
watch
doing.
What other people are doing and then try to intervene when they're not in the room to defend themselves. But
okay, you're right.
Yeah.
Bob, I'm going to go after you.
Okay.
You.
Yeah. Lay it on.
You are a person that is very funny, that takes on baggage like a fucking idiot, and you don't want to get better. You like to control this part of your life because, hey, guess what? I have this at least. You don't want to get any better because what? Guess what? Maybe it won't get better. But guess what? If I take on more and more people, I can complain about that. And that's the reason. Fuck you, Bob. Bob's face looks surprised and honestly kind of like, this is kind of correct. Say your statement.
I don't know. I'm just trying to, you know, keep my life together so that I'm not dependent on anyone else and working as hard as I can to stay creatively involved in the Houston scene and running as much as I can and consistently like going to things and opening shows and doing the worst fucking take the bullet work of going up first and hosting shit. And like, sometimes it's like,
Ted
know, like,
Cruz, everybody. This is Ted
fuck
Cruz.
You, dude.
Whatever.
Like,
you complain about
I
everything.
Go up and I go up like 4 or 5 times a week every week and I have for like 11 years. And
wow.
I have put in a lot
do,
of
do you
consistent
get
effort.
Good?
All right.
No.
You're speaking as somebody who doesn't think I'm good. What do you think I could do to be good?
Are you kidding me? I think that you're very good.
Like I know that like
I
don't want to torture myself with perfection. I want to just live my life.
Oh, that's fucking annoying.
Well, it's not
that's
actually.
Fucking,
it's,
oh,
like,
it's not. Oh, now who's telling you to move about?
Well, I mean, I just I think I want to just like do as much as within my power
you,
to do.
No, you want to control shit.
Mm.
Control your destiny. And your destiny in your mind isn't what I think you can accomplish. And that's the problem. The way that I see you, Bob, is way different than you see yourself.
Hmm.
And that's why I can talk to you like this, because I love you and I care about you so much. And we've slept together.
No.
Just kidding. Remember that one time I slept with you because I needed a show? That's how I started in Comedy Hub.
The only comics I've slept with are Greg Deal.
Greg Deal? I love Greg Deal.
Yeah, and Jamal Rahal once. And he would hate it that I said talk about it.
Insertion or no insertion?
What?
Insertion or no insertion?
Insertion.
Oh, nice. You know, oh, yeah. Patrick would hate that too because him and Patrick are like, I think he loves Patrick, and I think that's why he does.
I don't know. I think they're best friends. They were friends before they both started comedy. So,
I think Jamal loves Patrick. Here, hot take: Jamal loves Patrick. Patrick likes being loved. That's it. That's their best friendship.
Patrick loves Jamal. I think
he loves getting loved by Jamal. I don't think he likes him. Like, I think he talks shit about him all the time. I think Jamal should just decide what sex he wants to fuck and then do that. Well, I don't care about shit.
Seems like he's happy with his girlfriend now.
Yeah. She's actually great. And scary, honestly.
Hey!
No, I mentioned Halloween. I saw her in Halloween. I saw her in Halloween. She had a great costume. She was very scary. She had like... I wasn't saying she was like bad or anything. I was saying she was... She was like, oh my god, you will haunt my nightmares because it's a good costume.
Our costume was okay. We were Mario and Princess Peach.
Yeah, I saw.
That was fun. Listening to some Sheila E. right now. I've been listening to a lot of Prince, reading about music. And
Prince is a genius.
Yeah. I don't think anything could have stopped Prince from being successful. If I'm ever thinking that I'm not successful and it's somebody else's fault, it's because I haven't done as much as Prince did to be successful. Or I just didn't figure it out. Even if I never figure it out, I think like attempting to do my best is all I can try to do.
Yeah, one day when you do that,
I want to do my best every time. I don't ever want to fuck up, and I really want to,
you don't
be the best comedian I can possibly be.
Oh my god, that's amazing, like, that you said that.
No, I mean, anybody who does comedy wants to do it the best they possibly can.
See how you take that on? That's what you take on. You take on that rather than you implement that. That's every time.
But I don't manage my reputation or book shows or cut clips and social media. I don't have the professional fucking I get a little lazy in all those aspects of really marketing myself
because you take on all the baggage, and that's okay to do that. I actually think that I admire that in a way. You take on that baggage of the comedians, the new ones, the good ones, or the bad ones, whatever. You take those on. However, one day, I hope you care about yourself as much as you care about... That's why I get you, dude. Like, you would rather be the... Like, it's like a big brother syndrome, or being a father, or being a mother, or being a big sister. You will take that burden for somebody else, and you would be as happy to see them succeed as you would succeed. But at a point, you have to understand that you have to try, okay? Because you are, and you can see, okay? You can see the good in them. You can see that once you see the good in yourself, you can finally break free a little bit. And honestly, I think that would be better for everyone, because sometimes looking for the good in others that might be there isn't worth the time that it is for you to see the good in yourself and try as hard as you fucking can and focus on yourself. Okay? Does it make sense? Sorry.
Oh god, I was stifling a cough. I'm
sorry.
I just want to like embrace the present and make.
I don't want to get blamed for.
Make the present last into the future. I don't know. I just want to be proud of. If I ever do something that like catches on or actually like makes it viable for me to be a full-time comedian, like, I don't want it to be like whatever I do to get famous, I want it to be for doing something I'm very proud of and not something that I would like have to reject or call like that was my stepping stone, that was my, you know, like that's what you got to do to get attention. Like I want to do stuff that like,
oh great, what are you doing to try to do that?
I don't know, write the best jokes I can. That's all I want to try to do.
Oh, and then give you're not
you don't think I'm trying to write the best jokes I can all the time?
No, you're writing your best feelings down. You're not writing the best jokes. You barely care about the audience. That's what's funny about you. You barely care about the audience. But you care about... You're such a dynamic person in this way. You write your feelings down and you spill it out to the audience with no worry of whether they're enjoying it or not. Making the audience enjoy it is writing jokes. You care about yourself in that respect, but you don't care about yourself in the succeeding respect. It's so fucking annoying.
Man, I
you
I
would go and go, oh my god, so Andy said this to me today, and he would sit on stage and like, anybody gives a shit. Write a joke about it, not a fucking statement about it.
Sometimes I riff too loosely.
Riff?
If only you could riff.
You. Whoa. Hey, it's my opener. Hey, today I gotta find my boyfriend. Nobody laughing? Yeah. Fuck you. That's.
All right. Like if.
It's make a joke about it. You know what a joke is?
That's not what I do in front of it. Like, I do that in front of like three people, including you and Avant Garden when it's upstairs on a Thursday.
Oh, no. With me, I get my name.
Is that why you haven't come to like, you know,
dramatization?
8 out of 10 of the last, 25. Because a couple times it was not fun. When there were three people and you're like, oh, just
no, when I go there, you fucking yell. You attack me for being there. It's fucking annoying.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Think about it. You attack me all the time when I'm there, by the way. And you go, why are you there? I get the room kind of filled. Come on. I do my best.
Mm-hmm.
It's better now, right?
It's all right. I don't know. I just wanted to keep doing it through Christmas. I don't know. I've been. What I would really like to do is a showcase with people doing like new material, and like have people on once a month to do new material. But like do the show weekly and have different people who, you know, only do it once a month.
You know what I would like? I would like you to stop running shows, and I would like you to work on your own material and make jokes of how you, the way that you feel, Bob, the way that you feel is the way that I feel and everyone feels. But you are the way that you talk about it openly is very interesting and beautiful. If you can add jokes to it, it will touch everybody.
But on real shows, I do jokes. When it's just like nobody there, I just kind of talk and talk through things and come up with jokes on the spot, or, you know,
do that.
But sometimes when you do shit off the top of your head, it doesn't work.
Doing shows and do open mics, okay?
Okay, I mean, if the show's not that good, then you just sort of like, you know, deal with what is there rather than.
Even when it's fine, you don't even do it.
Okay. But you wouldn't know because you're not there. You don't go to them.
I'm everywhere. I'm God. Okay.
Okay.
I want to yell at you some more.
Hi.
This is the healing podcast.
What?
I thought this was the point of this podcast.
Yeah, I don't know what the point of this podcast is. I don't know.
You know what it is?
What? Just keeping a diary. Just staying accountable to who I was in the past.
Maybe. Hey.
Hmm.
You're a good man, and I love you very much. You're a very good man. I really love that I met you. I care about you very much. And when I'm criticizing you or angry at you, it's because I care so much, okay?
Yeah, I'm like criticizing myself and angry at myself a lot, and there's a constant presence of like a mean person in the back of my head just calling me shit and just saying you deserve nothing and like, you know, fuck you for living, you know, so I think maybe I get angry at that person, and I think like people who remind me of that person that's me, you know, I'll snap, you know, I don't control my my reactions to my own worst fears.
What is your worst fear?
That I'll just be, you know, like tortured and all my life and work sort of like burned and my balls cut off and you know fucking you know like like,
oh my god, I finally get related to to a gay man. Jesus.
What's your worst fear?
That I won't accomplish what I could do, you know, like that's what I am most fearful of. What I can do and I just don't do it, or I don't find it's like finding love, right? It's like, what are you on this earth for? What is your best attributes? Why aren't you doing that? That's what my worst fear is, me just like not accomplishing that.
Yeah, I wonder if I rejected all my Christianity when I was like 13. I was like, fuck you, I listen to Smashing Pumpkins now, I'm an atheist.
Were they atheists? No.
I don't know. I was just that was my idea of rebellion. That was my little, you know. But I'm into Nirvana. I don't believe in God. Fuck you, father.
Kurt
fuck
Cobain
you, mother.
Met God. So.
I was like, this is the news. This is the real news. Megadeth. And
I just think you're a guy who
but I have internalized a lot of the Christian, Catholic, self-doubt and self-hatred and Calvinist, work ethic and the just like the retribution for, you know, failed efforts is eternity in hell and like, you know,
however you want to
no
think
distinction
about it,
is like,
you know,
no in, importance
in every religion there is that. If there are self-hating Jews, and I hate Jews, I'm just kidding, that's funny,
but like when you're raised in religion you want to deserve to be in heaven.
Jews.
I want to deserve heaven, and
you're not doing anything. You
I don't believe in heaven, and I don't believe in anything. But I still torture myself with like,
you know what's
do I deserve it?
You know what's annoying to me? You're a good comic, and everyone who is new or good, everybody respects you, man. But you, I don't think you respect yourself as much as even a comedian that loves you. In comedy, and you are doing a detriment when you don't try and you take on more new comics. That's a detriment.
Hmm. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't take on more new comics. What does that mean?
You do.
Cody and Emily are my favorite people in the scene, and my favorite people to talk to.
I can't wait to see in another year who the next two will be.
Well, I mean, I've known both of them for more than 10 years, so like, I think it would be a reasonable be them.
I'm saying,
but
you have to know what I'm saying. I love them too. They're great people. I love them. And they're very funny. I think you've been changing slowly, but not fast enough for me.
Oh. Well. Huh, this is Archie Bell and the Tighten Up. This is a Houston song. He mentions Houston a lot in the beginning of the song. This song is called the Tighten Up. Archie Bell. And the Resonators, or what? I forget the rest of the name, but...
You know I love you, right?
Here's music from Houston from 50 years ago.
You know I love you, Bob? Here's some, okay. Bob, say you love me back.
I love you, Eddie.
Do you really?
Sometimes I feel squeezed out of feeling, you know? Where, like, I have to be fake all day, all the time.
When?
At my job.
Where?
At the strip club. As a DJ, and there's no depth in any of the interactions there, and there's no, like, I just see people come in and out, and I forget who they are because they all look the same, and I'll be reintroduced to somebody that I haven't seen in a year, and be like, oh wait, you're Bonita, or oh shit, I didn't know you were Sabrina, oh my god, that's Grace, like, you look so different, oh, like, oh my god, Danny, I didn't know that was you. You know, like
are these stripper names?
Yeah, those are all like, you know, like, they're like, it's just so crazy that there's such a, like, constant stream of people that I talk to on the most shallow level every day, and they just go in and out, and they change identities, and it's a swirling kind of, like, you know, they all work at different places and travel. And
do you,
like,
remember when you brought two strippers to meet Murray Bamford?
No, I brought, like, a stripper and her boyfriend, and she's now, like, working as a real estate agent, and she's not even dancing anymore, but she's like a friend of mine, and she wanted to meet Maria Bamford.
What's
so
name?
All right,
what's,
like,
what's her name?
Argentina is her dancer name, but, like, there's nothing to laugh at. She's a real person and a good person, and like, there was nothing, you know, like.
Did you say Argentina is Maria Bamford?
I don't know. I was leaving, and I was like, oh well, yeah, it was a show, whatever. Like, I'm sorry I did it, because it apparently, like, you know, ruined my reputation and your reputation and the show and, you know, the prospects for...
No, our lives.
Yeah, like yeah, it ruined everything.
It ruined...
Yeah, like...
caused climate change.
Yeah, it's like... Oh, like, oh, no. It's pretty funny.
Well, it's funny. What I said?
Yeah, it was a good one.
Oh, wow.
I'm tired.
All right, we're going.
Okay, let's have it. All
right.
I'm
going
to go to bed.
I out-talked Bob tonight.
I don't know. Maybe you did. Whatever. Does it matter? What? In what terms? In what
I
way?
Meant I tired you out.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean, like, I out-talked you.
Yeah, I don't approach this show as a debate, and I don't approach it as a show. And I don't,
and I'm gonna approach it as a podcast.
It's like, I just
follow
talk.
This podcast. It's like, God, you prove my point every day. I hate you, Bob, and I love you so much.
Yeah. Well, Eddie, Eddie Liz.
Hey, follow Mo Ammer Comedy Space.
Oh yeah, you got Mo Ammer shows next week.
Yeah, they're all sold out.
Yeah. And then Comedy Space and the successful show at the Secret Group every other Monday. And Laugh Attic upstairs at Avant Garden every Thursday, 9 o'clock.
And the toilet show. It's a
toilet show and the brand new show.
And
we also have the ugly show with only the ugly comics. And we have
we're gonna merge them. Toilet yeah. ugly. We're gonna do ugly the, toilets. It's gonna be a great show.
Yeah.
Ugly toilets. Ugly comics on taking a shit on a toilet.
Brand new time. Yeah, brand new shits every time.
Brand new shits. You feed them, they shit them out.
Yeah, and never funny.
No.
It's not funny.
If you pay money for that show, we will slap you in the face.
Yeah, I think that would be a good concept, too. The not funny show. The only, big mistake, bad idea. How about that? All right.
I like the you're an idiot for buying this ticket show.
Nah. Well, fuck you.
Fuck you.